Settlers named it Cadborosaurus after the bay where it was thought to live near the provincial capital of Victoria. But most Canadians dismissed it as a myth. Then, one day in 1937, a northern whaling station made an incredible discovery. What looked like an infant version of the creature was cut from a whale's stomach.
Margaret Hayden, who developed Wegener's granulomatosis 5 years ago at the age of 49, had classic early symptoms of sinusitis, swollen legs and coughing blood. Cyclophosphamide made all her hair fall out, and azathioprine, methotrexate and mycophenolate had little effect on her breathlessness and general fatigue.
But today, it's the desert which is arousing the real interest. It boasts a rare feature, a unique surface, a 13-mile-long strip that is to become the setting of what is being called the greatest race of the century. For some people, retirement can last almost as long as their working lives, having enormous financial implications. Making a plan for a long and prosperous retirement is very likely to involve investments in pensions, some of the recent legislation in this area making these much more attractive and tax-efficient. Every region of Italy has its own varieties, which, like its recipes, have been handed down from generation to generation. They're not globally available varieties which are found worldwide, but instead are regional with a unique heritage. Go to an Italian market and you can buy tomato seeds, tomato plants, tomatoes, and everything made with the tomatoes. La Hougue is a fascinating mix of history. At the centre, you'll notice the huge grass-covered mound, which contains the Neolithic passage grave. Climb to the top and you'll discover a medieval chapel dating from the 12th century and extended some 400 years later.